Afghan President Hamid Karzai rejected the notion that there's a link between religion and the wave of suicide bombings in his part of the world. Rather, he said, suicide bombings are criminal activities that must be vigorously combated.
It has actually become a business, unfortunately, in certain cases, for all of us. They use drug addicts, they use people who are terminally ill and very, very, very poor. They go to the family and say, we need the man who is going to die anyway. We'll pay you a certain amount of money and he will be blown up and he will go to heaven.
Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Bahram Saleh presented a different perspective. He said there is a religious component to terrorism.
As a Muslim, I would say there are efforts by extremists to hijack my religion. My understanding of Islam is one that of tolerance, that of peace, that of respect for human life and dignity. Yet there are people who justify slaughtering innocent people in the name of Islam and in the name of Allah. Definitely, there is a need for reforming the religious establishment and making sure that the religious establishment throughout the Islamic world will stand up.
Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf, now a U.S. ally in the war on extremist groups, has often been accused by Mr. Karzai of not doing enough to shut down sanctuaries for Taliban fighters in Pakistan's tribal region along the border with Afghanistan. He rejected that criticism, blaming the spread of terrorism on poverty.
In the long term, we need to address the issue of poverty and illiteracy, and that is what we are doing. And that is why I say, let us concentrate on the economic uplift of the country and the welfare and well-being of the people.
The Pakistani president is attending the conference in Davos as part of a European tour, seeking to reassure the West that he is in control of his country after months of political instability and increased attacks by Islamic extremists. Forum participants voice skepticism about Mr. Musharraf's commitments to democracy and human rights. But he said Pakistan should not be held to the same high standards prevalent in European societies that have had centuries to build up their democratic traditions. Barry Wood, VOA News, Davos.